Soku isika atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 31 Phalakazi 2021 ngupresident Jeremiah. Indabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngithi ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibele ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo echatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibele njengedorobho kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu bakhe besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision.
Izakhamizi zakobulawayo zibuye ngobuningi zathi gwaqa e-amphitheater. Zizovalelisa usomabhizimusi obedumile waleli dolobho unkosazana Beauty Mpofu.
Igovernment isizama nge-last minute ukuzama kufeza promise yabo leyayo ukuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vele aseze kufezeke.
Umunicipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijason lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukuthi balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje sileqambo ligxile kumdumo werumba elizibiza ngokuthi sukuma sihambe sebhumane super sounds. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Izakhamizi zakobulawayo ezigoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende, inkokheli zikamunicipala labosomabhizimusi babuye ngobuningi bathi gwaqa e-amphitheatre bezovalelisa unkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umampofu ube ngusomabhizimusi wendawo zokudlela edume ngokuthi Nkosi's B Kitchen. Ubekwe namhlanje emangcwabeni awe-Lady Stanley Cemetery kobulawayo. Intetho lezindaba ye-Studio 7 uyezirichisa Sibanda usethulela lolu daba.
Iningi labakhulume emngcwabeni kaSis B baveze ukudabuka kwenhliziyo besithi lokhu yikulahlekelwa okukhulu kukabulawayo njalo uzosala elesizungu. Ubathi Ntambo waleli dolobho unkosikazi uJudy Ncube ngomunye wabakhulume kulo umngcwabo.
Because njengokulawayo, we want to promote i-community tourism.
Umsekeli kameya okobulawayo uKhansila Mlando Ncube uncome usisibhinge emsebenzi yakhe ekobulawayo.
Ngithi ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu sibele ngumuntu adesiphekela njalo echatsha izizalwane zikamthwakazi. Sizobuhlungu sibele njengedorobho kodwa umoya wethu ududuzekile lapho inzalo yakhe abantu bakhe besithi bona bazaqhubekela phambili ngevision ngoba usisibhinge was creating employment for our people. And ukudla kwakhe kwakusiphakamisa kakhulu.
Ukhansila sikhululekile moyo kaWard 17 ephumula kobulawayo ugcizelela amazwi kaNcube.
Njengomama ngizwa ubuhlungu ngoba umama uSis B ube yintombi ebisebenza njalo ikhangelele ukuthuthukisa ubulawayo njalo ikhangelele ukuncedisa abanye labo adisebaqhatshile. Engumama njalo otshengise ukuthi ukuba ngumama uyanelisa ukusukumisa isigaba sakho ubulawayo ngokudla nje ukupheka isithwala esilobunono lokudla kwesintu okuqakathekileyo.
Osis B wanikeza izicoco lemivuzo eminingi ngenxa yesiphiwo sokupheka. Okuba ngumongameli upresident weZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, umnumzana Obed Sibanda uveza kulahlekelwa kwemuli yabosomabhizimisi.
Ubulawayo ulahlekelwe kakhulu, not only ukuthi ube ngumuntu opheka kuhle, kodwa ulahlekelwe ngokuthi ube sengumuntu ekade abantu bekhangelele kuye ukuthi bafunde kuye ebhizinisi.
Unkosikazi othazana Precious Masuku osebenze lo sis B okwesikhathe side layo veza ukudana okukhulu.
Ngizobuhlungu kakhulu ngokulahlekelwa umama kimi, udirector, imento. She was everything kwami impilo. I worked with umama for almost 10 years. Ni waitress, wangisusa lapho, mabe head waitress, mabe supervisor, mabe marketing manager wakhe. Umama brought me up to where I am today.
Umampofu ubhubhele esibhedlela seMatadei ngolwesihlanu oledlulile ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside ehlutshwa ngumkhuhlane wezinso. Uthiye abantwana bane, umfana oyedwa lamantombazana amathathu, njalo abantu bakhe bathembise ukusebenza bemanyene beqhubekisela phambili imkulu yakhe yokudlela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, igama lami ngingu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Umunisipala weseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu Jason lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshile ligciwane. Lokhu umunisipala uthi ukwenza ngehloso yokuzama ukufinyelela inani elidingakalayo ukuvikela abantu kulomkhuhlane i-herd immunity. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lolu hlelo lwensuku ezintathu luqale ukuqhutshwa mhla ka-29 Mpalakazi njalo lwagqitshwa lamhla. Lamhla bebesemavinkilini awe-Gulf Complex esilindweni samabhasi aya eMthare emzini weMbare endaweni eyaziwa ngokuthi kusemapranga emzini weHighfields lesilindweni samabhasi endaweni ebizwa ngokuthi Jerima emzini munye. Ngaphambilini benelise ukufinyelela indawo ezigoqela emavinkili emzini weGlenview 3 eyakho Samuriwo eMfakose ekuwadzana 5 Estrata Avenue emzini weAvondale endaweni yePomona Quarry eHeathcliff kanye leinye eyaziwa ngokuthi Bamadzimai Ellen. Osaphethe isikhundla sokuba yisikhulumeli sikamunicipal weHarare umnumzana Innocent Ruwende ulandisa kabanzi ngalezi nhlelo zabo.
In a bid to achieve herd immunity and bringing services close,
senza lokhu sizama ukuthi sanelise kufinyelela lelo nani elidingakalayo ukuthi kuthiwe uzulu elizweni uvikelekile herd immunity.
Kodwa uzulu ogoqela umnumzana Junior Moyo uthi osekusenziwa ngumunicipal kwakumele ngabe kudala kwenziwa.
I-government isizama nge-last minute ukuzama ukufeza i-promise yabo leya yokuthi by end of 2021 bazabe sebekwanisile i-herd immunity target, kodwa kuyehlula and sonke besikwazi lokhu ukuthi vele akusoze kufezeke. Ngakho lokhu abasebekwenza nge-last minute abantu bezama ukulungiselela ukungena umnyaka omutsha njalo abalento eziningi engqondweni yabo lokhu ukuthi lakho belandelelana le target ze-government esizaziyo ukuthi vele azifikeleki ayike ku-west isikhathi sethu.
Uhulumende akasakhulumi ngalolu daba aluthembisa abantu ukuthi kusiyafika emaphethelweni awonalo umnyaka ilizwe liyabe selilenani elidingakalayo labafika phose izigidi ezilichumi 10 million loba isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini 60% ukuthi kuthiwe livikelekile i-herd immunity. Uhulumende wayethembisile ukuba kwakuzoqhutshwa inhlelo ezijiyeneyo ogoqela ukuya ezikolweni ukuyahlaba abafundi, ukuya ezilindweni lapho kugadelwa khona amabhasi lokunye okungasaphumelelanga konke lokho. Okwamanje bengaphansi kwengxenye yenani elidingakalayo asebelihlatshiwe baliphindwa kabili leli jekiseni ukuthi kuthiwe bavikelekile ngokugcweleyo i-herd immunity. Sebesedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu 3,129,823 asebelihlatshiwe okwesibili leli jekiseni ngemva kokuba abedlula inkulungwane ezithoba minwe mbili 8,040 belitholile ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Kuthi asebelihlatshwe okwakuqala sebesedlula izigidi ezine 4,118,635 ngemva kokuba abedlula kancane inkulungwane eziyisithupha 6,394 belihlatshiwe ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Abebandla leMDC Alliance banikeze ukudla kubalandeli babo abaswelayo ikakhulu abakhubazekileyo lasebekhulile abayizakhamizi zaseGwanda. Robert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emele umkhokheli weMDC Alliance umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, uSenator Siphiwe Ncube uthe ibandla lakhe likhathazekile ngendlala ehlasele uZulu elizweni esidale uteningi lingajabuleli kuhle ikhefu lekhisimusi lelokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Sigcwalise isifiso sikapresident akade khangelela ukubana abantu ngaba badle ikhisimusi kodwa abasayidlanga ikhisimusi, sebenza kudla ini inye. Siyakubonga ke lokhu ukubana akhumbule abantu abaphila kulona lelizwe elinzima kangaka, ukubana nxa kudliwa kudle wonke umuntu, kungadla abanye abantu basale belana.
Unkosikazi Jane Dewa odabuka kwa-14 eKwanda South uveze injabulo enkulu ngesipho asitholileyo.
Ngibonga lesipho engisiphiwe ngupresident wami uNelson Chamisa. Ngisithi mkomana ngaphindi andingathabe kakhulu ngesipho esinje. Ngibe ngingacabangela ukuthi ngizathola into ezinje. Siyake siwabona mahamba kodwa sikaze siwabona enje.
Okugcizelelwe ngumnumzana Msindiswa Mpofu okavillage 3 eNandeni eGwanda North.
Ngisithakile kakhulu isipho lesi, angikwazi ukuthi vele singambonga njani. Sasithemba ukuthi la abe le mpilo ende aqhubeke azizwe lo mlando ukuthi abantu siyakhala sifisa ukuthi ngabe nguye ophambili ofukhokheleyo.
Umnumzana Justin Mazalo lilunga le-National Executive AMDC Alliance uthi baningi abantu ababhekane le ndlala, abakhubazekileyo kanye lezalukazi lamakhehla baseGwanda abangaba ngamathumi amathathu baphiwa ukudla ukugoqela irayisi, ithukela, amafutha okuphekisa, iflawa kanye lendumba.
Khonokho kulutshwana kona laba abalutshwana abakhethiweyo bamela bonke abasemumeni ofana lawo nalowo. So yiyo ikhisimusi ethe sizolipha yona namhlanje.
Okungamanga kuhle komnotho weZimbabwe kanye lokuqhamuka kwegciwane le-coronavirus kudale ukuthi beduma ikhisimusi yalonyaka. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7, ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku, oyisifundi se-Upper 6 e-St. Columbus High School, ohlala emzini weKhilani koBulawayo, unikeze isipho semvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini lesepa kumantombazana ahlala eKhilani Squatter Camp, ngenhloso yokuthi bathole labo ithuba lokulondoloza ukuhlanzeka njengoba limpahla izibiza intengo ephezulu kakhulu. Wanastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Iningi labesifazana abesenelisi ukuthenga imvunulo yokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini ngoba intengo yayo ingeneliswa ngabaningi, okubangela ukuba iningi ligcine liphila nzima ngesikhathi besemfuleni. Unkosazana Gugulethu Masuku uchaza isizathu sokupha imvunulo yabomama kumantombazana angamachumi amahlanu eKhilani Squatter Camp.
Ngile 18 years lapha ngilande ukuzodonate kwabantu abahlala kwi-informal settlement eseduzane leKhilani. Ngilanda amankazana specifically zobaphathela sanitary wear so that they have, because these days sanitary wear emashop isidula. I-package ekade ngiyilungisa bekule pad lesepa, kwenza ukuthi amankazana akwanise ukuzilungisa bengela trouble.
Induna yeKhilani Squatter Camp umnumzana Tony Ndlovu wamukele ngenjabulo isipho lesi.
Hawu hlelo namhla sibili ayisalwemukela kakhulu ngoba yilo lijabulisa ebazalini ukuthi abantwana baziphathe ekukhuleni kwabo bengabi lobuchapha kibo.
Uthandekile Ndlovu, omunye wabathole isipho semvunulo, uthi ubevele esephelelwe ukuthi uzothini ngalesi sethekeli senyanga zonke esilanda abesifazana.
Esikhathi usista liyanceda ngoba ngingathola indlela zokuba ngiziphathe njani njengomntwana oyinkazana, kona ngingazithengisa umzimba wami lokuthi ngikhule kuhle. Abantu abadoda bengadlaleli kimi, uzanceda ngoba sengitholile amaphethi okubana lami ngiwasebenzise ngasengenile kuphila kuthi bathi bethi ngaselawo amaphethi lesi sikhathi.
Onakekela amantombazana eKhilani Squatter Camp ngaphansi kohlelo lwe-Sister to Sister olukhokhelwa yi-National AIDS Council, unkosikazi Nompumelelo Dube ubonye kakhulu isipho lesi.
Khangela abantwana ku 10 to 25 ibanika ulwazi ku SRH ibafundisa ukuthi bazivikele njani ukule abstinence ukuthi baphuze kuye emacansini nokuthi bazivikele njani njalo nxa ukuthi sekwachasana nomuntu ongubaba ukuthi yabefuna ukumbamba kumbe umdlengula akwanisa ukuthi azivikele njalo akwanisa ukuthi abe lomuntu oyi-1 akwanisa ukuthi akhulume laye akuvabe le secret nxa uhlelo lanamhla mbona ukuthi uzamphathisa ukuthi information embanika yona izafanana futhi la wena leyabazayithola namhlanje okunje abantu bami bazabe bekwazi ukuthi into engibafundisa yona angibafundisi ukuthi ngokwalapha kodwa kodwa kuhlangene nje iZimbabwe jikelele njalo kulabantu ababakhumbulayo njenge-ejona le encane
amantombazana alitshumi lanhlanu athole isepa lemvunulo yabomama engabanceda inyanga ezimbili okulethe injabulo kwabaningi ngoba iningi alisenelisi ukuyithenga emavinkilini ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwentengo abanye sebephila ngokusebenzisa esebenza kaningi loba nje kulodubo lwamanzi ngoba kumele ihlanjwe ihlale ihlanzekile amankazana amanengi aweZimbabwe njengawo wonke emhlabeni jikelele asethomba esesemancane njalo akenelisi ukuzithengela imvunulo yokusebenzisa nyanga zonke abanye bagcina besebenzisa izichibi ezingahlanzekanga okugcina kudala imikhuhlane okwamanje ezweni imvunulo yabomama iqalela kumadola amathathu kusiya phezulu ngesizathu sohlonzi lwawo ngimele istudio 7 ngisekhilani kobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu
ulayitoku lamhlanje sikhangela emuva umnyaka wonke umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane umongameli Joe Biden wele Melika ukhulumisane lesowabo weRussia uVladimir Putin ngocingo izolo wamxwayisa ubana engabe ukuthi yathumbekele Ukraine njalo achiya nemicabango ngokungena ngodlame kulelo lizwe ngemva kwenyathela lakhe lokuthumela amasosha engcelweni yale-Ukraine ukukhulumisana kwabawelaba ngokwesibili kule nyanga njalo kuza ngesikhathi kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kweMelika labangane bayo abakumanyana wenethu lele-Russia phezu kwalolu daba uPutin nabelakhe icele ukubikwa yithe izijeziso ezingethulwa ngelemelika labangane balo zingahle ziqabule ubudlelwane lele-Russia obuvele kuntengantenga abantu abaningi bebelokhe betheleka namhlanje enkonzweni eSt George's Cathedral edolobheni le-Cape Town kwele-South Africa ngelanga lesibili lokuvalelisana lo Archbishop Desmond Tutu owayedume ngokuswela umbuso woncindezelo lokubandlululo kwe-apartheid uTutu obhubhe ngesonto ubekwa kusasa kuMgqibelo abezomvikela bakwele Sudan badubule babulala abantu abane izolo abakade bephakathi kwabantu abatshengiselayo besola ukuhluthuma kwentambo zombuso ngenyanga ezimbili ezidluleyo lelo lizwe inkulumane yokulungane zabantu ezingene ezitaladeni zitshengisela zisola umbuso wokuthi zinganaki iziqondiso zokuhlala ezindlini ezethulwe ngabezomvikela laba kwezemidlalo umnyaka 2021 ubungekho muhle emdlalweni wenguqu njengoba eleZimbabwe lilahlekelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu ababengabadlali lababeyinkokheli yalo mdlalo intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo
Ukwendlula emhlabeni kamongameli weqembu le-Highlanders uNdumiso Gumede sekuvuselele izilonda enhlizweni zabalandela umdlalo wenguqu ngoba sebebaningi lonyaka osaziwayo abadlale indima ezitshiyeneyo ekuthuthukeni komdlalo elizweni abathethwe ngumdali kuthe kuqala umnyaka wadlalela amaqembu abalisa ele-Acadia kanye lele-Capes United u-Anthony Kambani wedlula emhlabeni kwathi ngenyanga kanhlangula kufika abadlali ababili abadlalela iqembu le-Dynamos abaphinda njalo baba ngabaqeqeshi uMishe Kujitambwa kanye lo-David Mandela Andikora. Ngontulikazi uBhubhe uSteve Kwashi owadlalela iqembu leZimbabwe Saints waphinda waba ngumqeqeshi olodumo esebenzela amaqembu abalisayele Black Aces kanye lele Capes United. UJoe Mugabe wangukapteni weqembu leCapes United ufe ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi njalo ngenyanga efanayo kutshone uErnest Maphepha Sibanda. Wadlalela iqembu leHighlanders leCapes United waphinda njalo wakhokhela iqembu leHighlanders engumgcini zihlalo. Yona le inyanga kaMpalakazi umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe ngunkululeko Dlodlo owayengumgadli weqembu leHighlanders. UKennedy Sibanda owayengumnikazi weqembu le-Eagles kanye lo-Isaac Nema owayeyimvimbi yeqembu le-Dynamos. Kusenjalo wakukaziwa ukuba uGumede uzabekwa nini njalo ngaphi loba nje udade wabo uCephe Khulu Fuyane ethe yena umuyi wayevele watsho ukuba ufuna ukubekwa ekhaya kibo eNyathi. Ngolunye udaba olumelana nomdlalo webhola, imanager yeqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama-Warriors Wellington Mpandare uthi iqembu leli namhla liqale ukuzilolonga liselizweni laseCameroon.
Tomorrow we'll have two.
Kusasa sizaphinda njalo sizilolonge kabili ekuseni lasemini. Mhla zimbili kuzibandlela sizadlala umdlalo wokuzwana amandla. Umdlalo ebesiwuqoqele iqembu laseCameroon awusacaci kumbe sizawudlala ngoba sasivumelene ukuba sidlale mhla zine kuzibandlela. Manje bona sebesithi bafuna ukudlala lathi mhla zintathu.
Uqhubekele phambili uMpandara wathi imbangela ukuba beCameroon bebefuna ukusebenzisa inkundla abazadlalela kuyo umdlalo wabo wokuqala mhla uqala umncintiswano we-Africa Cup of Nations. Kodwa inhlanganiso ye-Confederation of African Football ithe abangeke besebenzise leyo nkundla sekusele insuku ezinhlanu ukuba imidlalo iqale. Umncintiswano we-AFCON ukhangelelwe ukuqala mhla ziyi-9 kunyaka kaZibandlela osiyafika emaphethelweni mhla ziyi-6 ngenyanga kaNhlolanja. Iqembu leZimbabwe okwamanje linabadlali abali-10 la-9 kwele Cameroon njalo abanye abahlanu abadlala phesheya kolwandle zafika mhla zine kuzibandlela. Iqembu leZimbabwe likusibaya sikaGroup B ndawonye leMalawi, Guinea kanye leSenegal njalo lizadlala umdlalo walo wokuqala mhla zili-10 lapho elizadibana khona leSenegal. Imele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo imuJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday ngokulivikisi leqembu eligcine umdumo oyeRomba elizibiza ngokuthi sukuma sihambe seBhumane Super Sounds. Lona-ke liphethe idlalade lalo elitsha elilesihloko esithi idlozi elikhulu. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Lidlala telesukuma sihambe lesithathu njalo lilengoma ezisithupha nangu umkhokheli weqembu.
Sanibonani emsakazweni okungenelayo nguPhumzani Nyoni okhokhelelayo iqembu lesukuma sihambe seBhumani Super Sound ehamba naye uzibusiso Ncube. Kanti ngokuzalwa sizalwa ngasenkayi kosikhobokhobo endaweni eseBhumani.
Namhlanje madoda sivuselela madoda ethandweni usizolo ke sizokhuluma namhlanje madoda ungakwenza ethandweni usho ukuthi usasalele muva
dlalate aleli qembu agoqela ela kuqala elithi umuntu omnyama kanye lelesibili elilesihloko esithi tshintsha impilo. Ukuthenga idlalate balithola ngapi?
Ukuhlala sihlala eSouth Africa, inumber esitholakala kizo ngu 0843977607. Ezinye zithi 0618065798. Izinumber esitholakala khona, sixhumaneni khona lapho.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi.
Siyacela kakhulu uxhaso lwenu, isapoti yenu, ukuthi lale lisisapota njalo lithenge umculo wethu ngendlela efaneleyo. Silibonga kakhulu balandeli bethu omculo wethu Rumba.
Liphuma ke enkundleni iqembu lesukuma sihambe sebhuma ne Super Sounds ngale.
Kalela abafana ophikisane baba labazukulu bakho abangazange bakubona baba kungasenani baba sizodanela emculweni.
Hiti wani ndiye mfana kamtala?
Kanta wazi.
Isikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela izakhamizi zakobulawa ezibuye ngobuningi zathi kwaqa e-amphitheatre zizovalelisa nalo somabhizimusi obedumile waleli dolobho uNkosazana Beauty Mpofu. Umansipala waseHarare usungule uhlelo lokungena emphakathini ehlaba abantu ijekiseni lokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 kanye lokubahlola ukubana balalo nalo bahatshi leli gciwane. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besileqembu eligcweleyo umdumo weRumba elizibiza ngokuthi Sukuma Sihambe Sebhumane Super Sounds. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngupraxides Jeremiah and City libe lempelaviki elithukela. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lokugcina kulomnyaka ka-2021. Selibonga ngokusisekela kwenu ngalomnyaka. Oselivalelisa nguPraxedes Jeremiah, ngihle ngithatheleli thuba ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 lokulifisela umnyaka omutsha omuhle obusisiweyo oka-2022.